Good morning, everyone, and I pray that the day is going great for each of you. As, you know, as Christians, we're called to not only read our Bibles, it's kind of Christianity 101 as it pertains to our relationship with Jesus Christ, but beyond that, and the reading and understanding of God's Word, we're also called to present ourselves as a living sacrifice, to live out what the Bible tells us each day in front of each person that God places in our path. Stick around for just a moment. I got something I'd like to share with everyone. Dear Father, as we come to you this morning, I thank you for the opportunity to share your word, to encourage others around us, Father. And as we come into this time, I pray that you'll bless this effort, that it can be used to encourage others, to bring us to a greater understanding of who we are in you, Father. Be with us now as this is presented, and may everything that we do somehow bring you honor, glory, and praise. For it's in your Son's name we ask. Amen. There's something I want to share with everyone, something I read here a while back, and it was speaking of a blind man who was sitting on a busy street corner at nighttime, and he had a lantern sitting there beside him, people walking by. As I said, it was busy, and finally someone stopped and asked him why he had that lantern, knowing that the gentleman was blind. It was the same to him in the light as it was the dark, and this is what his response was. He said, "I have it so that no one may stumble over me." And I thought about how that pertains to our Bibles. As we Christians, as we read our Bibles, there are 100 people reading us. Where one person may read his Bible, there are many reading the one who's reading the Bible. So as we live out our daily lives and we associate ourselves with Christ, calling ourselves Christians, knowing the things that we're supposed to do, how well are we doing with that as far as presenting it to those that are around us? People are watching us as the Christians. They want to see what we're doing. But more than that, I think a lot of times they want to catch us in stumbling. But there's a scripture I want to share, and it's found in Romans 14, verse 13. It says, "Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather determine this, not to put an obstacle or a stumbling block in a brother's way." So the reality of it is, as we have read and learned in our relationship with our Lord, that should be projected visibly in the lives that we live each day. A lot of times people look at us and see us doing things just like what the rest of the world is doing, and they associate that as being Christians. We're giving them a false sense of security. We're leading them down the wrong path. Now, the Bible also calls us to be the spiritual salt and light of the world. We're to season or touch everything, everyone that we come in contact with. We're to have an influence over them, just as salt influences everything it touches. We're called to influence them in a positive manner by showing them or telling them the things of Christ and how He's working and doing things in our lives. I want to ask you this question. As you go about your day, are you more focused or centered on the things of the world? Are you placing stumbling blocks out there that when people look at you and understand that you associate yourself with the body of Christ, are the things that you're showing those around you indicating, "I live a life in Christ"? Or is it more leaning towards the things of the world? We have to be very careful with that. Just as this gentleman said in this particular story, it says, "I have it so that no one may stumble over me." Let us be aware of the things that we do because we don't want someone stumbling over our actions. Present Christ in all of the things that we do to each person that God places in our path. One of the things that I've learned to pray for, as Keisha and I have our times, our prayer time in the morning devotions, is that I ask God to reveal those to me that He places in my path, those divine appointments that He creates for His people, His children, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And once it's realized, to word my mouth, to be able to tell them the things that I need to. And if I can't speak directly to them, at least let me show them through the life that I'm living. As you go about your day, be sure that the life we're living shows Christ working in us, that we have the Holy Spirit. Listen, I pray that everyone's day goes well. Love you. The church loves you. God loves you. If there's anything we can do for anyone, please let us know. Have a blessed day. You know, as we as Christians pursue our life in Jesus Christ, there's some basic things, as I would say, you know, Christianity 101 kind of things that we should be fully engaged in each day. One, of course, is prayer, communicating with our Lord. Another one is reading our Bibles daily. And beyond that, living the life visibly out that the Bible, the Word of God, calls us to live in front of those that He places in our path. So go about your day. Be sure that the claim you make of being a part of the body of Christ lines up with the life that you're living. Love y'all and have a blessed day.